So Chaim's question was, what does the Kli of Shmiras Nezakov, that he has to be Shomer the animal from the Zikin, have to do with the Kli of the Shomer to return the animal to his Bible? Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where is your claim? The Batam are Kochuyu Vimigufo. It's definitely speaking by a Tam. Vodashram Chayavim, Lishalim Labailim, Mishum Din Shmiras Gufo. Because he has a Chiyuv, the Shoma's primary Chiyuv is to return to the Bailim, an animal, in the same condition that he took it as a Shoma. Umishum da afsid dinu lishoro shan nizik nodlo, and since Tom is mishalmi gufo, so he caused the Tom to be found in the hands of the nizik, and he was machasa the shore from the bailam, so he's chayav lishalim. Vim kain ein ze shaykh lach dina da shom nichnus tachas a bailam duz de bishmiris nizakin. So over here, you don't need the idea that the Shomer is chayev in the Zikin. You only need the idea that the Shomer is chayev to the Bailam to return the shore. That's all you need. And since Tom is Mishalami Gufo, so the Nizik takes it. So he has to return to the Bailam, the shore. So what does it have to do with the separate halacha that a shomer is chayav ben zaken? Simple question. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Okay, v'hine b'bava kama daf mem tana rabbanan sha'alo b'cheskas tam. The nimtza muad baila mishalman chatzi nezek v'shoal mishalman chatzi nezek. So they have to split it. In other words, the shomer thought it was a tam, so he's responsible for chatzi nezek, and the bailam have to supply the remainder because they knew it was a muad. Right? The name alay. So that why doesn't the Shomer say to the Bailam, E tamava mishtalami gufa? That if it were a tam, it would be mishtalami gufa. So, therefore, I wouldn't be chayef. Right? Mishum da'amalei, because he says to him, sof, at laf turis bois shlumi l'didi. So, what if it's mishalmi gufin, they take my share away, but you're still responsible to repay me. So, it wouldn't help that if it were a tam, that is Mishalim Migufa, doesn't mean he's scot-free. It means that the Tashlumi takes place Migufa Behema, which belongs to the Bailam, but now the Bailam comes after the Shomer. This is just a second, you'll appreciate it. The name Olay in Tamhava Modina Omiftarina. So why doesn't he say if it were a Tam, I could be more than Mifta? And therefore I wouldn't have to pay anything. So you, by telling me it's a mu'ud, you took away that opportunity from me. Hello hokal b'mayaskinen k'gon da'agde be'dine v'tafse. So the Bezdin grabbed us, and now we can't be more than anymore.
Right.
The kasha. Lefi Ashita Mavoras Beriven Bahasagos Shom. Toho the Dalit Shom Rim Nichnas Utachas Abaylim. Hu Rakla Inyan Shashom Rim Mischayven Gamkein Bahanizokin. That Nichnas Utachas Abaylim means that what? That they're Chayven and Zokin. Aval Abaylim Nisharam Lolam Bechayuva. But the Bailam never lost the Chiyuv Nezikin. The Im, the Masru L'Shomer, the Gam Masru L'Shomer, Chayav Menizokov. So the Rivet holds that even though he gave it over to a Shomer, the Bailam is still Chayav Menizokov. Then Cain, Harei Hoda Modo Mifter Einamo, Rakma Mifter Nafshei Mechobas, on a Zigan show of Aval Abaylam, Akati Bichayuvane, Gilitilagabayu, Lo Shayachodok, even then you're the man as a Klau, the Gamodos of Shamalom, Ayanam of Turin, even Lohavian, all you days there, Bichlau, Marshia Sasmo, they know Dosso Moelis, Lachayvam Klau. Then came a Sof Sof to a boy of Shlumilu. Then came my Parcha Gamor, Valay Mitam Avamudina Mifterina. Even the Kati Sof Sof to a boy of Shlomo. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's this Kasha? This Kasha is according to the Riva that holds what? That Nechnas Utachas Abaylam means that they're Chayav and Zikin.
Also.
So the Shomer is Chayav and Zikin. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And really it was a short time. But the Shomer, it was really a time, it was really a mu'ud. A time, but he told him, what was it again?
It was a mu'ud, but he thought it was a time.
It was a mu'ud, but he thought.
Shomer thought it was a time.
The Shomer thought it was a time, but it turned out to be a mu'ud. So he's saying, if it were really a tam like you said, then I could have been moden mifter. Because tam pays chatzin ezek and it's a knas. And if he goes to bezdin and he's moda, so he's pater. Moda with knas pater. So Reb Chaim asks, in this case, it's not going to work. Why? Because Tom Mishalami Gufo is the Chiv of the Bailam. And the Shomer has Chiv and Ezekin Stam on the Gavra of a Shomer. So what is he being mowed on? He's being mowed on his Chiv and Ezekin. That doesn't potter him. Because the only time we say that moda mifter is where it's migufo, and he's paying migufo, and then he's being moda on the knas. But over here, what is could he be moda on? He's not involved in paying the tam. He's not. It's not his payment migufo. He's just being moda that he was a mazik.
Isn't it the second? Isn't the first point of time? According to the answer of the rabbi, that the Bailam and the Shomer are both Chayev?
They're both Chayev.
So the Shomer can be more than Pater his own Chayev, but the Baal has his own dependent Chayev. And the Hodah of the Shomer isn't going to be a Hodah for the Baal. So since the Baal is not Mashiach's Asmo, he's going to be Chayev to pay, and Gufo Shoshor. In which case, the Shmir's Gufo of the Shomer kicks in, because the Baal says to him, you have to pay me back the shor because you're Pshia, I lost my animal.
No, but the Reb Chaim's kasha is that the hador of the shomer is not on the
chiv of the baal.
Is not the chiv of the baal is chatzin nezek migufa. That's not the chiv of the shomer.
They're both chayv. They both have their own chiv.
But the shomer has nothing to do with the chiv of chatzin nezek migufa. That's the Bailam is chayav in, because it's a tam. But the Shomer himself only has a chiyuv nizik in stam. So therefore, when he's noda, he's not the lo shiyar shiyah sasmo. That bezin would be marshiyah, and now he's avoiding the harshah. Because the fact is that he's not being moda on a chatzinezek knas, because it's not his chiyuv. His chiyuv is nezikin in general.
Right, but are you sure you maybe only need that for the other answer to arrive? That's like your client brings in that point.
In other words, you're saying that the hotov, the shomer, the bailam is chayev. So even though the shomer is moda, it's not going to part to the bailam. Because it's not b'chlam marshiyas atzma. He can't be mechayev the bailam, and he can't patr the bailam. So the hodoah vis-a-vis the bailam is worthless. So the nizik is going to take the shor from the bailam anyways.
Right?
Right?
Right.
Because the hodoah of the shomer can't work for the baal, because that's marshiyas atzma. So therefore the baal is going to be chayev, and the nizik is going to take the behemoth. Migufo. And since the nizik takes the ben migufo, the bailam will now turn to the shomer and say, now you have to reimburse me. Because you caused all this. And you're makabel shomer, you aren't shomer. So what is the shomer going to gain? So how does the Gemara answer that the odor of the nizik, of the shomer is going to somehow potter. Won't potter him at all, because they'll come after the Bible, and now he's going to have to repay him. Because it's not the Bible's Odor, it's the Shomer's Odor. Right?
Right.
Okay, good.
So, just one thing. Is the question on the right, or is on the
Gemara? Right.
It's on the right.
The nearer the afilu l'fishin tashniya shibarei the shomer, the habaylam niftarim b'masru l'shomer, v'hanizik gova rak me'ashomer v'lo me'habaylam. So then you might say that the shomer could have been moda mifter because he's the only guy involved. Mikol mokom kol zehu b'mua d'chiyuva min aliyah. That's only by a mu'ud. Aval tam the ikir chiyuvo migufo shel ashor shehu shel abaylam im kem pshita the chiyuvo the baylam hu v'im kein akasha the may mahanya hodas shomer kivin the ikir chiyuvo chiyuv hamigufo shehu shel baylam. Then King Gam Lachara Dasaho and Nizigova Dmeya Shor, Niske Meya Shor. Vashoma Meschayev El Shalem, La Baila Mishum Dimir Gufo. O my Parcha Gamora, have a modino with the read of its Arachim. So he says, and even if you can say like the other chat in the Rivet, that the Bailam is Potter. So now maybe you'll say that he could have been more than Nifter.
Right.
But he says, since he has to pay me Gufo, so you can't say the Bailam is not Chayev.
Right.
That has to be explained. Because it's going to be, you're going to have an inconsistent system. That if it's a mu'ud, the shomer is chayev and the bailam aptur.
Right.
But if it's a tam, the bailam is chayev too.
And the shomer is potter.
And
the shomer is potter, basically.
What do you see there?
It's not his chayev.
Why does he say that? Calls only more the chiyuv min aliyah, but tam the chiyuv min ashur. Shalom came pshita the chiyuv. He does say pshita the chiyuv the bailam.
Yeah, whose chiyuv is it? It's not the shomer's chiyuv. It's the bailam.
Can't question my mahanya the shomer. Can you make a chiyuv on the goof or for Balaam?
What does Hashem have to do with the chiyuv at all? The chiyuv is for the pay with his animal, which is the Balaam's. It's a Balaam's chiyuv.
In the sense, it's megufo.
Yeah, it's the Balaam's chiyuv. Whose chiyuv is it?
It's the Balaam's chiyuv.
How's the Hashem even relevant to the chiyuv of the Balaam?
Since it's megufo, it's the Balaam's chiyuv.
Balance, sure, though, it's the balance money.
Yeah, but it's part of it because of them Surah Shomer. According to the second shot, the Raiva.
Now, the words, what Chaim is asking, is by him the word he has a right to be most of this Chaivas to the Shomer. But how is he going to be most of the Chaivas of a Tom to the Shomer? Because his Chaivas is Mikufa Behema. So how's it gonna be most of that to the Shomer? It's not his behema. Right? Mm-hmm. So therefore it would seem that by the case of Tom, that is Chaivas cannot be Nimsa to the Shomer. And it remains with the Balaam. Because it's an impossible thing. I'm Chayav to pay from the goof of my behema. And what am I mean most of the Shomer? He's chayav to pay for my good, my benefit. It's impossible. So I can't be moser my chiyuve nezikin to the Shomer. So by Tom, I'll never be able to be moser my chiyuve nezikin to the Shomer, so I'm always going to be chayav. So that is Reb Chaim's kasha. Then how could the Shomer, he's still back to the same problem. How could the Shomer be more than be mifter?
Right. So that's not relevant. And he'll have to reimburse the Baal for the loss of the Shomer. Because the Shomer is Kufa.
That's right. He'll just have to, the Baal will have to pay. And then he'll be, then he'll have to replace the Behemoth to the Baal. That's his kasha. His kasha is a simple kasha. When it comes to a tam, it's not possible to transfer.
So,
because logically it doesn't make sense. I am chayef to pay from my guf ha-behema, my mamon ha-mazik. From the guf of my mamon ha-mazik, I'm chayef to pay. So how can I transfer that to the shomer? I can't say, now you'll be... It's not his behema.
Right, you're
chayav to pay with my money. I mean, that's ridiculous.
You're here.
Right. You can't transfer it. It's not logical. It's not logically transferable. That's our plan.
But this question is not on the right. This question is in general. The
question on the right.
Why? That's what I'm missing here. What is it?
Because the right wants to say that the. That the Balaam is always higher in one version, and then he wants to say that in another one that the Shomer is higher from Balaam's potter. But it doesn't matter in either case, the Balaam is always going to be higher, and therefore the Ados HaShomer has nothing to do with the Balaam. And therefore, how could the Gemara say the boy Modino Mifterina?
Right. And it comes out as a problem with what's the Gemara mean.
Yeah.
It comes out, what's the Gemara mean?
Right. Either way you learn the Rabbah, there's a problem with the Gemara.
Either way. Right. Because the Shomer can't be the one that's Chayef. Because since you're Chayef to pay Megufo, I'm Chayef from my Behema to pay from the Gufa Behema, there's a mortgage on the Behema. How could I transfer that to the Shomer? He doesn't have the Behema. I have the Behema. Right? So the end is going to wind up that I have to pay, and then he's going to have to reimburse me. So what is he going to gain? How could he? What's his complaint? That if I knew it was a Tom, I would get out of it. Can't get out of it. because he can't transfer. Okay, yeah. The Sarachi.
Hey, what about your medicine?
He can't transfer. Fasha Yira Mukhrach Bazer. The Be'emes Alikon Afilas Hashor. Liyara Nizik. Lo Shaykh Klau. Lamachayve. Lishomer. Midin Shmiras Gufo. The fact that it fell into the hands of Nizik has nothing to do with the chiyuv on the shomer to be shomer the guf of behemah returned to the pilot. Kivan dan Nizik govo bechovo shel habaylam.
Meaning the
baal
have a debt.
Have a debt.
Right.
So I didn't lack in shmira. Umash habaylam porim bo chovam eino shayach l'din hezek shemeschayev avura shomer. And the fact that the Baalim have a debt that they can't transfer and they have to pay has nothing to do with the din hezek that the that a shomer ordinarily is chayev on.
That means if the animal gets damaged, so that means that then
hezek. Like by a mu'ud.
Does it mean hezek the animal does, or hezek done to the animal? But you're saying like normally if the animal gets damaged.
No, I think it means that then hezek himself or shomer, that the hezek that the animal does. The imban aladun din chi of shomer malza. And galze gufoi shebe pshiyaso v'garmaso habaylam ha'mischayvim b'chiyuv zeh. And if we're going to say that the shomer is chayev because he caused it,
because he caused the verchiv itself,
he caused verchiv itself.
Right, and why is the
Baal Chayes and then he's up? Lo Shach Klal Din Shmir Alzeh. That has nothing to do with the Din Shmira that he has to return the animal to the Baalim. The Lo Matzinu Din Shmira Rak Al Guf HaMomon Atzma. The Lo Al Gram Chiyuva. He says, because the only time you find the Chiyuva by the Shomer is the Chiyuva if you didn't watch the Guf HaDavar.
Right.
But you don't find the chiyuv on a shomer because he allowed the animal to engage. He was careless, and because of that, his carelessness, the animal engaged in behavior that was mechayev of the bialim.
Created like a liability in the bialim.
Created a liability in the bialim, and he's chayev for that. He's only chayev either he has his own chiyuv nezek, or else he has to replace it to the bialim.
Right,
but he never has a chiyuv to avoid causing the bialim a loss through groma. That's not the chiyuv to return the animal, and it's not a chiyuv of his hezek either.
It's not part of shmira that watches object that doesn't create a liability for me.
Right.
That's interesting. I could have definitely seen that being a idea of shmira that I'm giving you an animal, make sure it doesn't create a liability on me. That's part of why I want you to watch it, so it doesn't get destroyed, but also so it doesn't do damage, and now I have liabilities for it. That's what he's rejecting, right? To see that part of Shemitah is to watch the animal that it doesn't get destroyed and that it doesn't create liabilities for the Baal.
Because the liabilities for the Baal are only going to be via Grumma.
Right, because it's not part of Shemitah intrinsically.
Right.
So now it's just going to be a Grumma, it causes the devil liability.
It's just going to be a Grumma.
Right.
And you can give him chi of nezika.
With the shomer himself, you mean?
Yes.
That's to the nizak. Right. But I'm saying to the baal, you created the baal. You gave him, now the baal's a chi of. Because his animal damaged, now he's a liability. You cause, because you lack a shmir, he has a liability now. That's his grama. Right. You don't say that you're lacking a shmir.
Yes, that's right. You know, the shmir is always to the guf adar. That you watch the guf adar, it shouldn't get lost, the stone. But it's never that you have to, that if you are negligent, and the animal engaged in behavior that caused the hazard to a chiyuv to the bialim, that the shomer is chayav for that.
Right.
That's just grown.
Caused him to have a loss of a debt. Now he's a debt.
Right. So a shomer can have chiyuv directly of the zikin. A shomer has a chiyuv to replace the animal for the bialim, but he does not have a chiyuv. That chiyuv is to watch the animal and know that it shouldn't get nigna or never. But he never has a chiyuv to protect the bialim from incurring chiyuv. That he doesn't have any chiyuv. Right? Because that would be groma. That would be groma. That's why there's no such chiyuv. The only chiyuv is to give him a direct chiyuv mazik. So he has to pay the nizik. But he can't pay, he can't be machayev to the bialim because he caused the bialim to incur a loss. That's pure groma.
Right.
That's pure groma.
Right. And then once you say that the bialim had this chov,
it's beautifully laid out, right?
It sounds like it's just a technicality, of course, like, but it's shmira. But
right.
Then once you think into it, it's like a really fine.
Exactly.
But it's also like, I think, the very abstract is that once you say that the loss is really, you cause the bialim to have a liability to have a chov.
Right.
That's the real loss of the bialim. Now he's a debt to the nizak. Now, once the nizak collects the animal in lieu of the debt, so that's not a loss to the bialim. You just collect the animal as compensation for the debt. The real loss is when the bial has a chov. Now he's just collecting the animal, which is just paying for the chov. So that's not a loss. Paying off your debts is not a loss. The real loss is that you have a chov, but that's just groma. The chov came out through groma. And then the collection of the animal is just paying off the bial's debt.
Right.
What's that? That's not a loss to a guy.
What's it got to do with me?
Yeah, you paid off your debts with this animal I was watching. But there's no loss to you that you paid off your debts.
That's
an equation, equal.
The
you had $100, you lost your animal for $100, now you weren't $100 anymore.
The loss is the chiyuv.
Yeah, the loss is the chiyuv. But the creation of the chiyuv is just grown.
Right.